Garden Corner Sports Shop, can I help you?
Hi, is Ranger available?
Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
10 seconds. Let me walk this back room here. Hey, Ranger. Ask for you specifically.
Hey, hello.
Is this Ranger?
This is him.
The man, the myth, and the legend?
Oh, man. You must want something.
I just want to talk to you about what's going on in your neck of the woods. It's Adam from...
We got a little bull hunting going on now, buddy.
Yeah? It's Adam from the Outdoor Show.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So what's happening down your way? The bow hunting's picking up quite a bit?
Yeah, I actually got out last night.
You did?
Yeah, I watched a nice bighorn last night in front of me all night, and I had big does. Right at towards the end, I had a herd come in, so...
A whole herd, huh?
A whole herd. So it was fun. It was a nice, enjoyable night getting to watch them, you know. And I haven't had a lot of guys, you know, nobody coming in reporting any big kills yet. I think a lot of the guys are just kind of waiting.
Are you hearing about more deer activity in one direction from you than another? Like, for instance, the Garden Peninsula versus up on Highway 13 or something?
No, as a matter of fact, Highway 13, I've been talking to a few guys that have been hunting up there, been seeing nicer bucks, it seems like, up that way.
Less deer and more bucks? Or?
Yeah, that's what some of the guys I've been talking to have been seeing some nice 6 and 8s up there, and they said, you know, they're seeing some nice bucks. You know, down on the peninsula, you always see a lot of does. So, right now, I haven't had a negative response, just nobody killing any big bucks yet, you know.
Are you still checking bears?
Yeah, and, you know, it kind of quieted down this week.
That doesn't
surprise
me. Bears
are still there. They're hitting, but they're starting to move more at night.
You've been a bear check station now for how many years?
Oh, this is going on my 4th year.
Is this the best year you've ever seen?
Yeah, well... The first year I was here, we did real well. We did almost 40 bears that year. And this year I've done 23 so far, which has been real good. I mean, it's been an excellent year. I can't complain at all. And the hunters, you know, just, you know, the variety of sizes. I haven't had any monster bears come in yet, 300, 350. Them were nice, nice big bears. And the smallest I've checked in so far is about 90.
Okay.
But I'm getting a good variety of sizes.
He actually checked a 90-pound bear in?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
But believe it or not, you know, that's a year-and-a-half-old bear, you know.
Sure.
So, you know, it was a lady's first bear. She was, you know.
Yeah, well, that's good. First bear, you know.
Yeah. Hey, them are great on the spit. I eat them like a pig, man. Great. Yeah.
That's good.
One thing I like to do, Adam, is eat.
Not shy about the dinner table, huh?
No.
Well, you and I get along good that way. So, what about the fishing? Have you heard anything about fishing lately?
The bass fishing has been doing really well. They're off the bluffs now up there. They're on the middle bluff. And you have to be kind of careful when you're out there right now because you do have the commercial fishermen have their whitefish nets out and stuff like right now.
Okay.
So, you know, and they've been really good. The commercial fishermen have been in here letting me know where the nets are all set up so that guys don't get caught up in them.
So they can contact you if they want to know where the nets are
at
Garden Corner Sports Shop. Okay, what about some grouse numbers? Have you getting any good reports?
Well, I haven't been getting anything great yet, I'll tell you that. I got some good numbers off of 13 at first, but then now that's even died out. I haven't gotten anybody coming in and saying it's been great. Even squirrels, I haven't had no great numbers of squirrels coming in. I thought this would be a great squirrel year, but it hasn't been so far.
Huh. So. Well, anything else you want to add?
Oh, no, you know, if, you know, them guys need a deer blind or something, I've got a huge variety of deer blinds in here this year, so.
Tree stands and ground blinds?
Tree stands, ground blinds, built shacks. I've got shadow hunters that are, you know, go from high-end dollar to, I got the cedar shacks out here. I mean, I've got a variety of blinds you wouldn't believe in this store. We've done a lot with the blinds. We got a lot of pop-ups. I got some brick house. I got some dog house. We got some tree stands. We got a lot of different things, that, you know, as far as, you know, they got the steps, the ladders. We have whatever the guys need for their deer hunting. We got it, and we got it for duck hunting. We got decoys. And
all right.
So we got you covered.
Are you
got to come on down. I see one of your cronies here the other day.
You did?
And he says, I always hear you advertised on the radio. He said, so I thought I'd better stop and see what it's all about. And he goes, wow.
Well, I tell you what, if you tell me there's some ducks showing up around there, I might make a trip down there. But because I'm dying for some birds right now. There's just no waterfowl around.
Well, the reports I've been getting is they're getting a lot of mallards out in the fields right now. And that's going to be the trick is finding somebody that, you know, let you go out in the field. But there are mallards out in the fields. I've seen them myself. So
really?
It's just getting one of the farmers to let you go out there.
So they're not on the big bay then?
Not real heavy on the bays yet. The flights should start coming through, though, anytime, because the snow's starting up in Canada, so they should start any day.
Well, I agree with that. I hope they do, because I'm jonesing big time, my friend.
There you go.
All right. Well, Ranger, thank you. Anything else you want to add? Why don't you throw your phone number at him?
That's 906-644-2908.
Thanks, Ranger.
Hey, have a good one, Adam.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.